Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. Is the heart smarter than the head? Have you ever asked yourself that? Artist Miranda Jones begins to trust her heart enough to escape from her life of privilege and start over in Milford Haven, the small town of undiscovered beauty on California's Central Coast. That's the premise of today's featured book, Where the Heart Lives. Author Mara Pearl joins us today to talk more about this very interesting story. Mara, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you, Linda, very much. I'm so delighted to be here.
Mara, please give us a quick overview of Where the Heart Lives.
My little fictional town, Milford Haven, is located on California's beautiful Central Coast. It's about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. So it's about a four-hour drive from either major city, which makes it a little bit inaccessible. And people move there to have a fresh start, fulfill a dream they've always had, create something special that they may not have been able to do elsewhere. So that's the setting. And the setting is important to the whole series, and maybe especially to this book, which is book two in the saga. So that's why the title features the word where the heart lives. So the basic premise is that where you live matters, that we might think about being intentional about where we choose to live, how it might impact us. To be in a place where we really resonate. And I have a protagonist, Miranda Jones, you mentioned, who's an artist. So physical beauty is important to her. She paints landscapes and wildlife. But when she moves to this little town, she finds all kinds of tempest in a teapot scenarios because there are politics and there's the build, no build agenda. There's environmentalists versus people who are really gung-ho for business. And there are various romances, and unbeknownst to her as yet, there is also a murder mystery going on through the series.
Did you write your book with a particular type of reader in mind?
I did. I didn't realize this at first, but I've come to understand that my readers are mostly women, and I would say perhaps evolved men.
How would you describe your writing style?
Rich with detail, text and subtext. Subtext is so important. It's something I learned from theater and writing dialogue and performing in plays and creating a radio drama. So you don't want the dialogue to be all on the nose. You know, in other words, if I say hello, that means one thing. And if I say hello, that means something else. So you want to build into the dialogue this sense of undercurrent, if that makes sense.
That makes good sense to me. Being an avid reader, I like that kind of writing. So how did you come up with the idea of this quaint little town that appears to be inhabited by some really strange people?
Yeah, a little town of eccentrics. Well, I spent a summer in a real town called Cambria, and I had grown up in Tokyo, which had a population of 11 million at the time. Then I lived in New York and then Los Angeles. So what I knew about a little town you could fit in a thimble. And I got fascinated spending a summer doing this beautiful play in a shoebox of a playhouse. So I began reading the local paper, meeting a lot of local people, and realizing, this would make a very interesting microcosm, kind of a lens on issues that could make very interesting story writing.
You mentioned Where the Heart Is as part of a series. How many books are involved?
It will be five. It's a pentology. And journalists ask certain questions, right? Who, what, when, where, why?
Mm-hmm.
That was part of my training when I used to be a journalist. And so each of the five books begins with one of those questions.
Are your characters based on people you know or straight from your imagination?
Well, I always tell people that they're not safe if they meet me. They might somehow or other wind up in my books. So I think it's a combination, Linda. I mean, yes, I do summon these characters from my imagination, but I also love people. I'm interested in people and their choices and their issues. So I learn a lot from the people I meet.
What is the central message in Where the Heart Lives that you would like your readers to remember?
To me, this is a journey from head to heart. So our culture tends to support the head, that is, the logic. And we're expected to be smart in how we deal with our lives. And there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm not recommending we ignore our heads. But I do think our hearts, that is to say our instincts, our intuitions, have equally valuable information. So each of the characters in my story are wrestling with this issue one way or another. Some are embracing their intuition. Some are denying it. Some are wondering how valid it might be. So each character is on a journey, and I invite my readers to take that journey with us.
It sounds to me like this series would be absolutely perfect for either a radio serial or a TV show or even a movie. Are there any plans for that?
Well, I would love for it to be a television series and have had several conversations through the years. I hope that that will gel at some point. It was, in fact, a very successful radio drama. It became actually the first American radio series ever broadcast on the BBC. So, of course, we were jubilant when we got picked up by the BBC. Still, we didn't know how well we would do against beautiful traditional British dramas that had been very well established. Well, it turned out we did well. We had 4.5 million listeners throughout the UK. And that is actually what eventually launched the book series. So I hope we can go forward to do television. I agree with you that it's a visual story in many ways, and it's situational with people's lives, and I think that does make for a good series.
Is there another book on the shelves that might be compared with Where the Heart Lives?
There are some other authors dealing with life in little towns. I started my radio series more than 20 years ago. About 10 years ago, a writer named Debbie Maycomer started to create a series called Cedar Cove, and it has some similarities. It's a little coastal town with a lot of characters. And otherwise, I'm not aware of too many writers who are doing saga fiction.
What kind of feedback have you received from readers so far about your book?
Well, I'm gratified to say wonderful, wonderful feedback. I did a blog tour when this book first launched, and we were very shocked to realize eventually we reached 17 million people on that blog tour. And when I do events in person, which I do in various parts of the country, I love it because I get into these great conversations with my readers. And it's been well reviewed, and it's had several awards. So it's been met with some good acceptance.
If you were writing an article talking about Where the Heart Lives, what would the headline be?
Where have you always wanted to live? Are you living there now? If not, why not?
I love that. So where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and most of all, where can we purchase Where the Heart Lives?
The best source for all the appropriate links for finding out more about my books and my career and also buying links would be my website, which is marapearl.com. And I spell Pearl, P-U-R-L. And also my book can be purchased at any bookstore. I mean, it can be ordered if it's not on the shelf.
In the minute we have left, Mara, please share with our listeners one thing about Where the Heart Lives that would be an incentive for them to rush out and read it.
I believe Where the Heart Lives begins to unlock something in the hearts of my readers. So if you feel you're searching for something and you're not sure where to look, begin with that word where and pick up Where the Heart Lives. I guarantee you'll have a wonderful adventure and I believe also some very interesting insights.
Mara, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a delight talking with you, and thank you for sharing Where the Heart Lives. Will you please come back when you release the next in the Milford Haven series?
Oh, it would be my pleasure, Linda. Thanks so much for having me.
In Where the Heart Is, the opportunities are dazzling to own a piece of the California dream. It's about a town buried in a dangerous mystery of quaint shops and breathtaking vistas, peaceful solitude, and spontaneous conversations. Wherever they've come from, people are drawn here by their hearts. They know there's something they've always wanted to find, and if not here, where? I hope you'll get the book and discover for yourself Where the Heart Lives. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand every day, 24/7. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Join us again for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com, theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.